From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, December 18th, 2025. A University of Arkansas professor has been removed from one of her titles following a statement she made regarding Iran's supreme leader and Israel. Shirin Saidi is an associate professor of political science who also served as director of the King Fahd Center for Middle East Studies. Screenshots produced by the dean of the UA Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences show Sadie's social media accounts, including posts calling Israel a, quote, terrorist state that must be dismantled for the sake of humanity. Sadie will stay on as an associate professor, but will no longer direct the center. A statement from Dean Brian Raines said his concerns related to how these posts would be viewed and how that, quote, impacts the Middle East Studies program, Fulbright College, and the institution. A West Arkansas city has a new way to welcome visitors. Officials with Discover Fort Smith opened the city's new visitor center in a ceremony last week. Discover Fort Smith Executive Director Ashley Backert says it's exciting to officially introduce the new space as they have been operating there since October 2024 and open to the public this summer.
It's nice to see it completed and see everybody's reaction of how excited they are and how proud they are, because that was my original goal, was I just want to make Fort Smith and the residents here proud of their assets and how we're presenting ourselves to the visitors.
That audio courtesy of our partner station KUAF in Fayetteville. Susie Cowan is the industry relations manager for the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism. She says the Fort Smith Visitor Center fits into a bigger picture for tourism for the state.
We have our Arkansas State Visitor Center on I-40 that will lead them right into Fort Smith, and then they can learn more about, when they get to this visitor center, they can learn more about what's going on here. So our strategy is give them everything to do. Tell them where everything's at, because when they know where it's at and they know there's more to do, they'll stay longer, they'll spend more money, ultimately resulting in accomplishing all our goals.
The center features information about Fort Smith's historic past as a military outpost and a frontier town during the Western expansion of the late 1800s. It is open to visitors on Garrison Avenue in downtown Fort Smith. State health officials are confirming Arkansas's first flu-related death of the season. The Arkansas Department of Health on Tuesday said there had been at least one death so far this flu season, but declined to share any further information. An online dashboard shows that death likely occurred in Johnson County. It's unclear when it occurred. Arkansas's flu-related death toll reached 11 by mid-January of last flu season. Little Rock City leaders have rejected calls for a long-absent board member to resign. Ward 2 Director Ken Richardson has not attended city board meetings since May 2024, citing health as a reason for his absence. A proposal sponsored by Ward 5 Director Lance Hines asking Richardson to resign from his position failed in a voice vote on Tuesday night. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports Richardson asked permission to participate in city meetings virtually. A state law took effect in August barring local government officials from attending meetings virtually unless the governor declares an emergency. Some Ward 2 residents are circulating a petition to trigger a recall election. An Arkansas native known for his role in the 1970s science fiction series has died. Gil Gerard died Tuesday, according to a post on social media. Little Rock native was perhaps best known for playing the titular role in the NBC series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, which ran from 1979 to 1981. He was 82 years old. The Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation has named a new leader. Corey Anderson will serve as the foundation's next president and CEO beginning in mid-January. Anderson takes over from outgoing leader Charisse West Scantleberry, who announced her intention to retire earlier this year. Anderson previously served as the foundation's chief innovation officer. Today you can expect periods of rain throughout the day with a high near 65. Your low tonight is 32. Looking ahead, the weekend will be a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the 50s and 60s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.